Hey, I'm Angela Belt, and welcome back to the Mood Board Podcast. It is June. Happy Pride to everybody out there as well. I'm really excited to be kicking off this month with Blair Paysinger. She is the co-founder of Post 21. The website is post21shop.com, and we are going to be talking about all things under the sun with this website, which is all about supporting Black-owned businesses. I'm really excited because I know, as everybody's been thinking about it, we're coming up on Juneteenth, we're coming up on Father's Day, with both aligned on the same day, and this is a perfect place to go and shop for items from this site. I do want to let everybody know there may be some audio issues that I have been trying to work through on this episode. Blair's parts are pitch perfect. Mine, I did some tweaking, and I will tell you now, I feel like the more I do these podcasts, the more I feel like I'm becoming a mix master and learning the ins and outs of audio. And I'm debating about, do I build an in-home sound booth, which may be something we kind of record down the road as I do more of these shows. But I want to thank everybody again for your support, being patient with me as these new episodes are coming out. I'm really excited for what's on the horizon. And on that note, we are going to get ready to start the show. Hi, Blair. I'm so excited to have you come on the show today. You have been on my short list as a guest for a long time, and I know as two working mamas, it was tough to have the stars align, but we did it today. So I'm really excited to have you on the show. For first-time listeners, Blair has co-founded a company called Post 21. The website is post21.com. And what's so great about this is that it is a website that is all about Black-owned businesses. It is beautifully curated. It's easy to navigate. I love shopping it. I tell people all the time to shop it. And I think I really wanted to bring Blair on because this is a topic I know I've talked about. I've talked about with a lot of other tastemakers, and how can somebody make it happen? How can it get done? And you know what? There's no more talking about that. Blair has done it. And I think what's so great too, as someone, you know, like myself, who's an advocate for Black-owned businesses, this is just an amazing site to get everything all in one spot. You're not opening up the 10, 15 tabs when you're working with a client. It's all right here, ready to go. And Blair could not have made it easier for us to use. And so I'm really thankful to have her on the show today to talk about it.
Honestly, it's for that reason that you just mentioned. I was tired of having to go a bunch of different places, having to remember all of these different brands that I liked, like having to continue to find new ones. I wanted to be able to shop in one place, just like I do for everything else. Like, I'm a mom, you know, we're busy. I want to just go to Target and grab all my things. I want to just go to one store and be able to support my people. And so I was having a conversation with my mom. She kind of, it was her idea. She brought this up. And, you know, as she was talking about it, I was like, you're right. That is exactly what I'm, you know, looking for and not realizing. And so I was pregnant with my second child at the time. And I was like, okay, girl, like, you got it, do it. And then I went home that night and realized, like, I couldn't sleep. Like, this was my passion. I had to do it. I had to just start working on it.
Yeah, because it's not a little thing. I know I've talked to lots of people. We've all daydreamed about what you're doing, and it's not a little project, I would say, like, especially being pregnant.
Right. I was pregnant, like I said. This was like pre-pandemic. My mom is an engineer. Like, she had a full job moment. And we were both just like, okay, like, we'll start a side business and we'll learn and we'll start slow and it'll be fine. It did not start slow. Like, we hit the ground and we're here now. And so now she has retired from her previous job so that she can do this full time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's not a little thing like we thought.
So, right. Just listening to the story, when you started this idea, you know, how did you even get everybody to want to get on board with this? You know, how did you get Black-owned business to say, hey, I want to do this, let's get this started?
Right. So when we were telling like our friends and family, and hey, this is what we want to do, everyone was kind of like, oh, like, why? like, oh, like, what? What are y'all talking about? Do you not, are you not like hearing my pitch? And then by the time we actually were like ready to launch, but the date that we were launching was because of the Black Wall Street story and all of that, we were launching on June 1st. And so that, you know, we weren't really paying attention to the news and all the things that were going on. And we looked up and it was a whole George Floyd moment. And so we were kind of like hesitant to launch because, you know, it wasn't about us, but we decided we wanted to be a part of the change we wanted to see. We were going to continue. And like I said, we thought it would be small anyway. So why not continue with our launch? And that Monday just happened to be the day that the world decided to support Black business. And so we, you know, we took the password off the website, we launched. And it just like our Instagram followers that day went from like 100 to like 15,000.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah. I was sitting there like, oh my God.
Like, you're like, now we are in business.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like orders just started coming. I'm like, oh my God, like, what is it working? What's happening? Like, it was just not a slow rollout like we thought. So back to what I was saying, like kind of talking to our customer base about it, they were kind of like confused. But when I started reaching out to vendors, you know, we had a long list of vendors that like, these are the people that I really want on the site, but like they might be busy. So we'll come back to them. And let me start with like these people. And I reached out to both of those groups. All the people I really wanted immediately got back to me. And I was like, wow, like, they see the vision and they are, you know, being a business, they were essentially looking for exactly what I was talking about. Exactly what I was doing was what they wanted. And so that really, like, from day one, I was just like, okay, like, I'm on the right path. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, if they see it as soon as I start talking about it, there is a market for it.
The next thing I really wanted to jump into was, you know, how you even came up with the name Post 21. You know, I saw a description on your website talking about the impression that, you know, the name Post 21 put on you when you were reading about the Tulsa massacre and just the loss of Black Wall Street. And I just wanted you to talk about that more in depth for listeners.
Yeah. So the Black Wall Street story is one that, you know, has been covered up for years. Not a lot of people know about it. And when my mom and I started talking about, you know, our concept and what we wanted to do, as soon as she came up with the name Post 21, I was like, that's it. Like, you know, the name gave it like life. And so a little, you know, background on that, they were a community in Tulsa, Oklahoma of Black people who were completely self-sufficient. They had their own Black doctors, their own Black grocery stores, their own Black banks. They were thriving, right? And white people were upset with that. And so on May 31st, 1921, they were massacred. And that's why we are Post 21, post that date. And so we essentially want to do the same thing they were trying to do, but we shop differently now, right? We don't go down the street to the store to shop, we go online. And so we wanted to take what they were doing and bring it into this new online space and make it you know, easier for everyone to be able to thrive and support these businesses.
Yeah, and I love that idea because it's, I think the other hardest thing to recognize is that it takes almost like several generations over. You know, we're talking about 100 years later, trying to rebuild what was already established. And then again,
right, this is the 100 year anniversary.
Yeah. And then just like we've talked about the jealousy, the hate that led to the massacre. And just, I think that's always the interesting thing. Like my daughter, we get these little boxes called Because of Them We Can. Mm-hmm. And she got like Black Wall Street and she like had a wallet and was like super excited, you know, and then you're like really explaining the history behind it. You're like, so we had all these things and then they were burned down. Yeah. The white people who were so angry at us that they just had to destroy all of it.
Yeah. They wanted to kill us.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
I also really wanted to dig into these t-shirts that I saw on the website. There are these limited edition Post 21 shirts. And I wanted to talk about what was the vision behind designing these for the site?
Yes. So I have a background in art and graphic design. I, you know, have been wanting to start kind of making post 21 product. And so I was talking to my cousin who does t-shirts, and I'm like, all right, like I got to design something. And he just kept pushing me. It took like a year. Like I gave him several different versions. He was like, you're not there yet. And then I just scrapped everything and was like, okay, what are we doing? Like, what is, you know, let's get to the root of it. We're building this table, right? Like why try and get a seat at the table when we can build our own, you know, Solange's queen. I had that in the background. So
like I said, all my black top hits.
All of it was just going, right? I had my incense, like, okay, what are we doing? And so, yeah, I drew out the images on the front of the shirt are different products that we either started with or that we wanted to add, right? And so I made this kind of pattern up for the front, and the back is the Black Wall Street story, and it's down the back of the shirt down the middle because it's the backbone of our brand. And so I, like, as soon as I kind of put that together, I was like, oh, this is it. Like we did it. Boom. He was pushing me. This is why I found it. And so, yeah, I love it. I now like kind of use that print as kind of like our almost like logo. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been putting it on different things. I really love it. And I love the story and the message behind it.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know it was that deep. I mean, even just with the backbone, I'm like, okay, Blair. All right. Like we're having an art school moment.
it was definitely an art school moment for sure.
Putting it all together. So just so people already know, that'll definitely be on the shoppable mood board. We'll have a link for that so you guys can pick up some of those t-shirts as well.
Well, on that note, let's take a break. Another thing that I thought was really cool, and I was like, here goes Blair. She is pushing it to the next level, is that you now have a post 21 outpost in Disneyland. And this is the first Black-owned outpost in Disneyland as well, which I think is just really crazy. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we are the first Black-owned Disney operating partner. So the first Black-owned business to be on any Disney property anywhere.
That doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I think just listeners just taking that in. Like, what? That's crazy. That's crazy.
It's crazy. And honestly, like, we didn't even realize, you know, we didn't know that until like the day before we opened, and it was just like, oh my God. But yeah, they just reached out to us. They sent us an email saying, hey, we want to talk to you.
And we were like, yeah, it's Disney. I'm like, yes.
Yeah. My mom was like, she forwards me the email. Like, well, what do I say? I'm like, girl, what you mean? You're wasting time. Get back to them. Say what day? We can talk right now.
Yes.
So yeah, and our site had only been live for like maybe 8 months. Mm-hmm. So it was very early on. They reached out to us. We started talking. We expressed to them that we were a small business. Yeah. And you know, they were okay with that. I pitched them my concept. They loved it. And then like days later, was like everything was starting to open up. So we didn't hear from them for a little bit, which honestly was for the best because we weren't ready when they first.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, like this entire time there's been signs of like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And so in August for my birthday, my husband's like, let's take the kids to Disneyland. Sure. I go, I'm like, guys, this is the spot they want us to be. Like, let's say a prayer right here that mommy's gonna have a store right here. Mm-hmm. That week we got an email saying, hey, let's get back on the phone. And so we ended up talking to them again in like September. And we were like, guys, like, hey, this is, you know, still our concept. They were like, yeah, so we want you guys to be open for the holidays.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So you can imagine that time frame was like a 2 month, like,
yes.
My brother was having a wedding in between that 2 months in New Orleans.
Oh, of course. Right. Why not? Throw a wedding in.
Of course. So we were like, okay, so we're going to open on Black Friday. Disney was like, guys, that sounds crazy. And we were like, oh, you don't know Black women. Like, no, we got this. And they were all just like, I don't think you should do it. It's too close. No. So we
like, we'll get it done.
We'll get it done. You have no idea. We came back from the wedding on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we got our life together. Friday, we were open. And here we are.
I love it.
It was pretty crazy. And then I said, with the signs, we were in New Orleans. My grandparents are from New Orleans. We were in New Orleans. we still hadn't gotten like the contract finalized, right? Because we were like, no, it's gonna have to look like this.
Yeah. And
they, you know, they've been great. They wanted us to work with us as much as they could. And my mom went down to where my grandmother's house was, and she was walking around. She looked at her phone. We got the contract. We got everything we asked for. I'm so thankful because
how many blessings.
I can't even count them all.
I mean, crazy. I think Blair too, what I love is that it's really a family business, you know,
for sure.
I feel like you have so much support and advice also from your mom, you know, which I think is huge. Some of
our vendors are like, we know them personally, their family. My community of friends is like, you know, they help. My lawyer he lives up the street. His kids go to school with ours. The girl that helps me with my PR, every tool that I've needed has been right there.
Film filled up. It's a really good story. Like, I don't think, you know, again, I think we go to a website and we buy something. We don't always know everything that really goes into it.
Sure. Yeah.
So this was a question that I realized I didn't put on the list, but I definitely wanted to ask you, was also, how do you get such consistent product photography throughout your website? Because I think that is one of the biggest hurdles when anybody says they want to do one of these Black-owned websites that houses all of these different businesses. To get a consistency with the look is the biggest challenge of all. How have you been able to manage that?
Wow. Thank you for saying that.
Because I'm like, that's not a little thing what she's doing either. So how did you make all of those things come together as well?
Well, we are originally a drop ship site, right? So the vendors have the product. So we were working off of images from the vendors. So I had to like dig to put them together to make it cohesive. So I really appreciate you saying that, because that's not something like I feel like a lot of people recognize, but you would definitely recognize if the photos were all over the place, right? So thank you. But yeah, it's pretty tough. And then there's some people who I'm just like, okay, can you just send me a sample?
The product and then simply.
Yeah. So now just in general, I'm kind of moving into taking more myself anyways, because why not? But yeah, that has been a journey that I did not expect, you know, like, it's like, I have no business mind at all. So there's been so many little things that I'm just like, oh, but this.
Yes, and but that's needed.
Yeah. Excuse me. Photography was not one of the things that I was like, oh yeah, you're going to have to put this in your toolbox.
You're going to have to do that. You're going to set up a little lighting kit, do some flat lays, you know, that's all right. A little product photography. You've got time.
I got the whole lighting box. I was like, oh, okay. One click, Amazon, boom. This is what I need. Nope. All kind of shadows and.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I was like, you're getting into it.
I tried.
So before we jump to the interior design game, I just wanted to make sure to, you know, if you're a Black-owned business and you're interested, you're listening to this interview and you want to go to the website, and I want to make a correction from earlier, it's post21shop.com. If you're going to that website, Blair, how does a Black-owned business become a vendor? What are the steps to get on that site?
Sure. They reach out to us. I mean, we mostly find vendors on Instagram, or I'm at a flea market and I just start talking to somebody. A lot of people ask, like, how do you choose? And I just, if I would buy it, then
right,
those are the ones I want. Send us an email, reach out to us. Let's talk.
All right, we are going to switch gears and we are going to be playing our game, Love It or Hate It and Why. And I am focusing on an article from Food 52. It's about home trends for 2022. And these are some of their home decor predictions. And I want to kind of get Blair, your take on them. The first one is all about loads of texture, and I want to kind of get your thought on that. So instead of having lots of color, it's more of a monotone color palette, but it's all of the different layering and weaves that kind of make the difference in this space, that give depth to it. How do you feel about that?
I I'm here for it. I love it. I feel like that's kind of my vibe. I love a neutral, but like not a flat neutral. I need a texture neutral. So I'm here for it. I feel like that's already what my house looks like. So.
So the next one is all about sustainable practices. And I don't really know how this, you know, aligns with your business, but I definitely wanted to talk about this with a lot of manufacturing delays. I think there's all these different questions, you know, posed towards businesses on how can you be more sustainable within your practices.
I think that's something that we are totally moving into now because we are switching from dropship to taking everything in-house. And so that, you know, is helping with less trips to your door and less packaging and all these things. If I order 10 things and now they're all coming in one box, and then we can also control the packaging that we're using, that everything is being sent out from us is going, you know, is sustainable packaging. I think it's about time that this has been, you know, something that people are thinking about, obviously. I'm hoping that the sustainable option will, the price will be a little more comparable soon to, you know, the more, you know, things that we're used to. But yeah, I think the consumer is ready for it. I think the options for brands are out there now and we just need to do it.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. The next one is nature inspired hues. So that's kind of like the yellow ochres, the rust, bringing in those rich greens. How do you relate to some of those tones?
I love it. I think, like I said, I love a neutral, and those tones to me are neutral. I think like a rich green is a nature tone, but also like a neutral for me. So I'm here for it. Like a pop of color to me is not pink ever. It's, you know, a rust. So I'm very here for it.
And I wonder if this is something you might be thinking about bringing to the shop as well. How do you feel about vintage and reclaimed pieces?
I definitely had a whole vintage phase in high school. So it's something I do know. I mean, I'm here for it. I think for what we do, it's a little harder because they're like a one of one moment.
Yes.
But like, again, now bringing everything in-house, that would be easier for us to manage and maintain. So I'm here for it. I think there's definitely something there for us to be able to do it. Mm-hmm.
And then the last one is colorful tableware. Just having this as a trend, just trying to make entertaining more fun, even if we're at home, you know, for ourselves to make it feel special. How do you feel about that?
I think initially I was kind of like, but then we brought on this colorful, not colorful, it's still neutrals, but like a mixed color set of silverware. And I was like, we should just sell the colors individually. Like, I don't know who's doing that. Girl, the mix set sells out. People
Who's
are here
the vendor?
Post 21 is the vendor. What you mean?
Oh, okay. All right.
No, it's Brooks and Bridges is the vendor, but we are selling silverware. It's coming back very soon. But yeah, so they like the mixed tableware was a whole thing. And I was like, okay, I guess I need to get on board because people love it.
I agree. That would be pushing me too. I'd be like, am I going to do this?
Like, if I open my silverware drawer and there's five colors, I would be so anxious. But people love it. And I think especially as the set of like, you know, this is my party silverware.
Yes, I thought about that too.
Yeah, totally makes sense. So for that reason, I'm here for it. I think like, I love to get back to the like entertaining of my grandparents' age of like pulling out my nice things and, you know, my nice glasses and all of that. So I love it. I think it adds to, you know, adds to the table.
Yep. Well, Blair, that is our interview. Thank you so much for coming on the Mood Board Podcast.
Thank you for having me. This was great.
Well, I hope you really enjoyed that episode. And I want to remind everybody, definitely go to the website, post21shop.com. We're coming up on Father's Day. We're coming up on Juneteenth. And this is a great place to go when you're looking for gifts this time of year. Also want to remind everybody to check out the shoppable mood board at angelabelt.com/themoodboardpodcast. Plenty of things will be there from our conversation that you guys can continue to check out and shop. And lastly, make sure that you continue to subscribe, share with your friends and family. I am loving the continued support. I am loving the people saying, hey, I thought this was every week. What's going on? And I just remind everybody, I've got a little one under a year right now. I'm a business owner and I'm just learning how to get this all together. But we certainly know it's top of mind that everybody wants to hear these and they want to hear them every single Monday. So I am actively working on getting to that level again. Just with two little kiddos, it's a whole new ball game. So I want you guys to get outside, go have some fun, and remember to stay safe. All right, bye-bye.